tap somebody and tell them I'm blessed because I'm surrounded by the greatest power.
This is KAYT-FM.
88.1 Gina, Alexandria. 92.5 Greenwood, Shreveport.
K223BI.
98.9 Monroe, West Monroe.
K255BT.
100.1 Lake Charles.
K261EB. And KQJO-FM.
99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi.
And online at www.kaytfm.com.
I'm Stanley Mathis, Senior Pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're now listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is an independent outreach ministry of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church located at 2308 Houston Street, Alexandria, Louisiana. We're preaching and teaching the Word of God on a regular basis. Join us now as we enter into our service already in progress.
When you don't know what to do, we need to go to the Lord first when you don't know what to do. The one you place your trust in is the one where your faith is. You'll catch that on your way home. The one that you put your trust in is the one where your faith is. My brothers and sisters, God is asking you, do you trust me? Yes. Now, you know, Sister Mathis, why I say God changed this scripture and changed this message when I got up this morning. He wants to know somebody is asking. He's asking somebody to trust him. Are you trusting him? Or are you trusting other people with your situation? Yes. The Lord is saying, tell them who do you trust. And I'm responding to what God has given me. Because when we face trouble and uncertainty, we can turn to the Lord first because he is the epitome or the essence of reliability and strength. Because sometimes my strength ain't there. Sometimes the pastor got stuff on his mind. But when you take it to the Lord, he is the epitome, the essence of our strength. And when you turn it over to the Lord says, I've got it under control. Our faith in the Lord, my brothers and sisters, is unwavering, knowing that he will guide us through our most darkest and our most difficult situation. Trusting in the Lord, Yahweh, Adonai, Elohim, Jehovah, trusting in the Lord. When you trust in the Lord, we find support and we find assurance. Because not everybody gonna support you in your stuff. I sat up yesterday and I talked to a preacher. Now I understand why I was sent to that prayer breakfast. Because a pastor came to me and he talked to me for about 30 minutes about some issues that he had in life. And I said, I can sympathize with you because I know your story, because your story is wrapped up in my story. And when you can relate to somebody and give them some support, God is simply saying, I'm using you so that you can help bring somebody out of their personal situation. Is there anybody got a personal situation that you need to be pulled out of? God is great, mighty, and powerful. My brothers and sisters, who do you call upon and who do you trust? And when we see what God is up to, God is moving us closer to him. Proverbs 3:5-6 said, trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lean not to thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him and he shall direct thy path. There are times within our life that we simply have to trust the Lord. Not mama, papa, sister, brother, children. We need to trust in the Lord. I can go through the Bible and see how Abraham, the father of many nations, had to trust and demonstrate his unwavering trust in God. When God called him to leave his homeland and go to an unknown land, Abraham obeyed without hesitation. His faith was further tested when God asked him to sacrifice his son Isaac. And Abraham willingness to obey God's command, even in the face of unimaginable loss, showcased his profound faith. Well, what about Moses? What about Moses? Moses is an exemplary figure who trusted in God wholeheartedly. He gave it all, Bruce. Even though he was a man who stuttered, he had a speech impediment, he did what God asked him to do. And when you step out of the world and step into spirituality, God says, now I can use you. But you gotta step out. Despite Moses' initial reluctance and feeling inadequate, Moses accepted God's calling to lead the children of Israel out of Egyptian bondage. Anybody in bondage today? Anybody need to be brought out of something that you thought you would never be able to get out of? Turn it over to the Lord. Then what about David? A man after God's own heart. A man whom God revered and God loved and God lifted him up. David's faith in God was evident throughout his life. We're told as a young shepherd, he relied on God to defeat a giant called Goliath with a simple sling and a stone. And throughout his reign as king, David faced numerous hardships, including betrayal and personal failure. Yet he consistently turned to God for strength and guidance. It didn't matter. It does matter when you mess up. But Jesus said, if I be lifted, he said, I'm going to draw all men unto me. And so when you slip up and you messed up, Jesus said, just look up, for your redemption draweth near. And because God is drawing people closer to him and drawing us near, even when you mess up, God says, I've got you covered. Because God has measured in a portion of grace and mercy. So what about Job? Job's story is a powerful statement, a powerful testament of unwavering faith amidst suffering. Despite losing his wealth, despite losing his health, despite losing his family, Job refused to curse God. Even today, some people get mad and stay mad at God. I hear this nut on TV always getting up saying he's a devout atheist, not afraid of burning in hell. I said, Lord, forgive him. But if he don't repent, he will burn in hell. You can be boasters and brag about where you think you're going. But God says, if you turn your back on me, I won't even know you. The fawn has already discovered all of the things in our life. The Holy Spirit knows it. And Jesus said, I've already died for it. But if you say you don't mind burning in hell, I will let you go there. What about Martin Luther King Jr.? Martin Luther King Jr., the civil rights leader, exhibited deep faith in God throughout his life. For equality and justice, he wasn't perfect, nor neither are we. And what we got to understand is we got to stop thinking we're holier than thou. Because if you ain't messing up physically, you're doing it spiritually. That's some stuff in all of us that don't look pretty to God. But God says, I can forgive all of the stuff that each and every one of us do. If you confess your sin, he's faithful and just to forgive us of our sin and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Stop letting other people know your stuff. His speeches and his sermon often invoked biblical principles and highlighted his trust in God's promises of freedom for all, not just some people. God is a God who ain't partial. He doesn't have partial people. He favors who he chooses. And because he's a mighty God, he's a God who can do what he desired to do. He can take the most vilest person and turn his life around. King faith fueled the perseverance in the face of adversity and spawned social change. Sometimes, Donna, you have to step out against all obstacles, against all resistance, even against the world and even against principalities and power, because the enemy knows who you are, and his desire is to kill, to steal, and to destroy. But when you are on the Lord's side, he said, even if they take you down, you just leaving the physical and going to the spiritual, because I've got something for you that is eternal. And if you stay on my side, which is a side that's already run the battle, then you can do what God desires for you to do and fear no evil, because the enemy desires to stop God's message from being proclaimed. So trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lean not to thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. As believers, who do you trust? In time of difficulties, in times of despair, in times of hardship, who do you place your trust in? Do you trust the Lord to lead us and direct us? Or do you say, I don't see it and I can't afford it? Who do you trust? My brothers and sisters, we will never see what God is doing without faith. Who do you trust? Because God asks us to do things that we don't understand always. As I close, the year was 1991. An unknown black preacher walked through these doors of this church, who had moved from Dallas, Texas, all the way from Sacramento, California, just to stay employed. He was a quiet young black preacher that people here embraced him. And yet he was unusual because his methodology, his style, and his persona preceded him as he walked through the door. Not because of who I am, but because of what was in me. And for over 2 years, that black preacher struggled out here, and he was without a family. That black preacher had no friends and no connection. And he did not know what to do. And yet the Lord was simply telling that black preacher, he said, did I not tell you, Lord, I am with you always? Do you trust me? Black preacher, you know me. I just let it slip. You know what I was up to, and you know my story. Did I not say to you, Reverend Mathis, if any man come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me? Do you trust me? Did I not tell you I would turn your weakness into your strength? Did I not say, do you trust me? Did I not tell you people will talk about you and criticize you? Did I not say these things will happen? But do you trust me? Did I not tell you the enemy will try to destroy you? Did I not say it? Do you trust me? Did I not tell you that no weapon formed against you shall prosper? Do you trust me? Did I not tell you, lo, I am with you always, because I have prayed for you? Do you trust me? Now I know why the Lord changed the message, because he wants you to trust in him. And when you trust in him in these last and unusual days, the Lord will provide for your security and your preservation. The Lord got me up this morning early, and he changed the script here. He said, I told you to stop reading your notes. He said, your notes are all in you because I'm in you. And what I have discovered and what I have learned is that God is opening up more doors and opening up more opportunities and opening up more things than you can ever imagine. But you've got to trust him. And that's why we trust in the Lord and place our faith in him. For he's a great God, a mighty God, and an eternal God. Do you love him? He's worthy of all praise. He's worthy of all honor.
Thank you for listening to Paradise Ministry. If anything said today was encouraging to you, consider supporting the ministry.